to the Lord. Oh, I'm so excited today about this program. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose. And I know if you watch the program often, you hear me say that just about every time I come on, that I am excited. And that's because the Word is exciting. That's because God is exciting. That's because His plans are exciting. That's because His victories are exciting. And I have a powerful message for you today out of Hebrews. And the title of this message today is Fear or Faith. And I know that God has someone watching right now that you've been walking in despair and discouragement. You've been walking in places that have had you devastated, that have made you feel like you just can't go on or that nothing is going to change in your life. Well, beloved, today is the day. Tonight, whatever time you're watching this, this is when it changes. Today is the day you get delivered. Today is the day you begin to understand. You walk by fear, and then you end up fearful. When you walk by faith, you wind up faithful. So we're going to examine this. We're going to get into the Word, and we're going to study it out today on fear or faith. We have the choice. Let's look at Hebrews 13:6. And Hebrews 13:6 tells us, we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? See, you have to understand that you are under the authority of the Lord God Almighty. You are not under the authority of Satan. You are not under the authority or dominion of demonic influence or powers. You are not under the authority of fear unless you agree to be under that authority. And God wants you to read this here. The Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. I will not fear or be terrified. Satan wants you in bondage. Satan wants you ignorant of God's power, of His love, of His Word, and your freedom. Satan wants you to say poor, pitiful things. Have poor, pitiful thinking. I know all about it. I used to be plenty of this. He wants you to have negative attitudes, negative thinking, negative talk. Every word comes out of somebody's mouth, negative, negative. And I know some of those things because I used them to yell at God. See, negative talk yells at God. Things like, oh, do I ever hate these mean people who hurt me and left me. If you've ever been divorced, you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever had a relationship to go into a bad way, or if you've had somebody leave a relationship with you, you know what I'm talking about. You know that you felt like you've been hurt and you've been left and you just yelled at God, I just can't stand these people that have done this to me. Then you say things like you holler at God and say, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you step in, God, and take care of this situation? Why didn't you stop them from doing what they did to me? Or why don't you stop them from doing what they're doing to somebody else? I know how to yell at God. I used to do it all the time. That's why I can talk to you about it. And then you tell God, I guess you just want to teach me some more hard lessons, right, God? Oh, I can't believe it when I hear this said anymore, now that I've learned the power of the Holy Spirit and how to walk by love and faith in our Father. People that believe that God wants to teach them lessons with the things of the devil, bringing despair in their lives, death, sickness, diseases, bringing negative attitudes in their lives. That's not God. And then you yell at God some more and you say, oh God, you're not going to put me through any more than I can bear. You'll never let me have or put on me any more than I can bear. That is absolute ignorant talk. And I'm telling you this because I've learned different. I've learned different, and I know different, and I know you can think different. I know you can come into this place of victory with the Lord. I know you can lay down these attitudes of hurt and despair and step out of that place of fear, that place of what will happen to me again if I trust somebody, if I trust another man in my life, if I trust another woman in my life, what will happen? I know how to step out of those places. I know how to live in those places. I've done both. And I'm telling you, get out of it today. Make the decision today. All ignorant and foolish and crazy talk and thoughts are totally opposite to God's love and word. All you have to do to know where you are in God's word is listen to what you're saying. When you hear what you're saying, it's coming out of the abundance of your heart into your mouth and out of your mouth. Beloved, God is love. He is love, and He is not the enemy. And He doesn't need to use the enemy's ways to teach you anything. He doesn't need to put you in a car wreck so you'll learn to not drive a car fast. He doesn't need to do that. God loves you with His word. He corrects you and disciplines you with His love. And when He corrects and disciplines you, it brings you out stronger. It brings you out wiser. It brings you out in more communication with the Father, in a closer relationship with Him. It brings you into that place of victory. It doesn't bring you out defeated, despaired, and discouraged. God wants you to understand that as you boldly ask the Lord to help you, boldly ask the Lord to help you, go before the Lord and say, Father, I need your help today. I need you, Lord God, to stand with me. I need you today to show me how to stop being hurt and angry and negative and bitter. I need you today, Father, to teach me how to sow your word, how to sow my time, how to sow my life, my finances, everything. I need you today, Father. Trust God and boldly ask Him. Ask Him to set you in the power and with the Holy Spirit. Power and with the Holy Spirit. That sets you in His loving word and faith. When the Holy Spirit is with you, when the Holy Spirit is with you, then you're living in deep faith within your praises and victories with the Lord. God wants you to know that you can step into the quiet waters of His goodness, the quiet waters of His grace, the quiet waters of no turbulence. There is no turbulence with God. There is no complaining with God in those quiet water places. That's what Psalm 23 says, isn't it? He leads me beside the still waters. That's quiet waters. God wants you led there. He wants you free of fear, free of hopelessness. He wants you free of worry. He wants you to dive into those quiet waters. Just dive on into them like you can't get in there fast enough. I love the example of Moses with Pharaoh. Pharaoh had frogs in his bed, frogs on his head, frogs in his plate, frogs in his food, frogs in his breeches, frogs everywhere. And Moses asked him, he said, Pharaoh, God wants you to let His children go. He wants you to set His children free. What are you going to do? And Pharaoh turned to Moses and said, I'll think about it overnight. Beloved, that is not what you do when God offers you an opportunity to be set free. You don't think about it overnight. What Pharaoh said was, I want to keep these frogs another night. Can you tell me why? I know why I did it, because I was afraid. I was afraid to trust the Lord. I was afraid if I found happiness, I couldn't keep it. I was afraid if I found good relationships that they wouldn't last. Somebody would hurt me again. I was afraid so many times that I couldn't stay or even have the victory that Jesus had died for me to have. And it was a choice, a continual choice to stay in that place of fear and doubt and unbelief. Cross the threshold today. Jump, dive, run into the waters, the quiet waters of God's love today with Him. Stand with Him, with Jesus, beyond your wildest dreams. Your life in Jesus will become stronger. It will become richer when you walk in God's loving word. Walk in that word every day, not just when you're in trouble. Don't get in the word just when you're in trouble. Start building your foundation when there is no trouble. Start building your house with the Lord on solid rock of Him when there's nothing going on. Everything's going right, or it's not as bad as it was the day before. Get in that word. I know what that is too. You get a little word, you get a little head, you get a little stronger, and the enemy comes and says, oh, it's all right. Take a vacation. Take time off. Take time off from the word. It's okay. You don't have to think about it. Yes, beloved, you do. Because whatever you're thinking about will dictate your life. Whatever you're thinking about is in your mind and goes down in your heart and comes out of your mouth. I'm here today. I'm here on this program tonight, whatever time of day you're watching it. I'm here because at Rose Ministries, we love you and we want your life better. We want your life victorious. We want you standing in the power that God has brought Jesus into this earth and took him on to heaven for you to have and gonna bring him back again for. I'm here because I want you to understand the greatness that God has for you and how great you are in him. Come back with me in just a minute. They're gonna offer you some wonderful ministry tools for you to get and support the ministry if you like. And I'll be back with you in just a minute. I'm Rose and this is For Sure Clear Vision.
Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.
Glory to you, Father. You have joined me again and stayed with me, and that is so cool. I have offered you on that little promo offer a wonderful DVD called Strong Mountain. And I want you to call the ministry, email, write, support the ministry, and let us support you. Let us be good to you and order this DVD. Strong Mountain. Learn and let God establish you in His power. We've been talking about fear. But God wants you to understand, by the favor of Him, you are His strong mountain. And you need to stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. So order this DVD and learn that you're God's strong force on this earth and how to operate in that. And then when you order this, I want you to order the little book, 30 Days, The Champion in You. It's 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayers. And I guarantee you, when you speak the word of God in this little book out loud for 30 days, your life will change because it'll change your thinking. The word changes your thinking. So order this little book, order the DVD, and let me be a blessing to you. Let God bless you and come into your life greater than you've ever dreamed. In the name of Jesus. We're talking about the decision to walk in fear or faith. Fear or faith. And we're in that time now where people are so fearful. They're fearful of how they're going to drive their cars with the gas prices. They're fearful how they're going to keep their homes. They're fearful about terrorists coming into our country and coming against us again. They're fearful about the new election coming up. So many things. Fear. The enemy operates on fear. Now let's talk about faith. Faith is God's way. Faith means you trust the Lord. Faith means that your life in Jesus becomes richer when you confidently walk in God's loving word every day. Faith means that you have, in that place of faith, you have no fear of man, no fear of any circumstance, and you stay comforted and encouraged. Because you believe, you know God's with you. Because you believe, you know God is with you. I want you to know God is with you. I want you to know that you can walk in that place of faith. You already know Satan's defeated. He was defeated over 2,000 years ago, but he keeps telling you he isn't. He keeps telling you he's bigger than God. He keeps telling you to look at your circumstances and feel angry, to feel discouraged, to feel abandoned, to feel forsaken. Well, the Lord has something to say about that. The Lord says in Hebrews 13:5, we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently, boldly say, the Lord's my helper. I will not fail you or ever leave you without support. That's Hebrews 13:5. I will not. This is Father God talking. I will not. He says it three times. I will not, I will not, I will not fail you or ever leave you without support. Wow. And that scripture in verse 5, right before that's talking about money. How many people are afraid they're not going to have money or look at their circumstance and say, I don't have money right now. Well, quit saying that. Start saying what the Word says. God says that He's going to clothe you as the lilies of the field. He's going to keep you like He keeps the birds of the air. He's got all the money, and He can give you any of it anytime He wants to. He wants you to give what you have to Him. Oh, if you want to help the devil make you rich, just give away everything you've got. I'm going to tell you, that's how you get rich. You give away what you have that's the Lord's anyway, and then He blesses that. He brings you a double multiplied hundredfold harvest of that, and then He starts blessing you and blessing you beyond your dreams. If you've been doing it the other way and holding on to everything, then try this way. Try it with a little bit. Just give a little bit of your love away. Just give a little bit of the peace that God has in you away. Just give a little bit of the joy that God has given you away. Just give a little bit of the finances that you have away, even if you're short. Just go ahead and give it and watch God multiply it. That's called faith. That's called faith, trusting the Lord to do what He said He'll do. Trusting the Lord to do what He said He'll do and never forsake you. Never forsake you. Let's look at Joshua 1:5 real quick, because the Lord had something to say about it in Joshua 1:5. He goes all over His Word with what He says. He brings it up in 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 places sometimes. I figure when the Lord says something more than once, He really means it. He meant it anyway, but now He's trying to get it across to us that I mean what I'm saying. So Joshua 1:5 tells us, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. He was talking about it clear back in the Old Testament with Joshua. And He was telling Joshua, I never left Moses. I never forsook Moses in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years. Wandering in the wilderness. How long have you been wandering in the wilderness? How long have you been a slave to Pharaoh? See, slavery mentality is where we come from. We come from being slaves in the land of Egypt. We come from being despaired and discouraged. We are that. Some of us have been that in our lives here. And those are slavery and bondage ways. And when you've lived in slavery mentality, when you've lived in not good enough mentality, when you've lived in I can't make it mentality, when you've lived in it's never going to work for me mentality, when you live in it'll never happen on my behalf, then you're in slavery mentality. And God wants you to know you can cross that river today. You can run through that quiet water of His peace and His faith. And you can step onto those ground on the threshold of the promised land. And you can stand there where He says in Joshua 1, 5 and 6, "Be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." God has promised to give you a land, a life of goodness and kindness and gentleness and no lack, divine health, divine healing, divine finances. It's divinely finances when you don't understand how you're going to get something and you get it anyway, isn't it? That's divine finances. God wants you to understand. Don't turn, He says, from the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Prosper. Prosper meaning what? That you may have more than enough of what it is you need. And God is willing to show you that place, that promised land, that quiet waters. And He's showing you right now. God says, "I will not, I will not, I will not fail you or ever leave you without support or helpless or let you down or relax my hold on you or forsake you. Assuredly not." God wants you to understand that He has a gift for you, a gift of faithfulness, a faith seed. He's trying to sow into your heart right now a faith seed that says, you are to say, "I can't fail." There's no failure in Christ. There's no failure in God. God never fails, and He'll never fail on your behalf. He says, "You can't fail, and you're marked by the blood, and the blood of Jesus is crying out for you." That's in Genesis 4:10. God wants you to understand, He marked you with His Son's blood. He put the very blood of Christ in your blood veins. And I don't care how confident you are today, there will be that moment. There will be that time, that thing that's going to come into your life that will shake you to your bottom of your boots. And it's going to shake you and jar you, and you're going to stand there and go, "What do I do now?" Don't wait till that time. Don't wait till that time comes. You are a child of God. You have the power within you to overcome the world. You have the power that includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. You can overcome it. I don't care if it's happening to you personally or if it's happening to one of your loved ones. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word. When you hear the Word, when you speak the Word out loud, when you share the Word out loud to somebody, when you, like my little granddaughter Bailey that's going to be with us in the next program in the next week, and you better tune in and watch that one because she's only 11 years old and she's a worldwide evangelist already. That's a decision and a constant decision and constant studying of the Word that's brought her to this place of receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. But when you're in that place that you're so despaired, if you've practiced the Word, if you've spoken the Word, if you've stood on this Word, on whatever circumstance you've needed, that's when you've heard the Word of God and now you're in this shaky situation and it doesn't bother you. It doesn't jar you. It doesn't shake you down to your boots. You just shift right in to speaking the Word over that situation and praising God. I was sitting at my home last night in my library, all settled down, ready to study for tonight, a message on today's show again, and to go over my notes for the last few weeks, and the phone rings, and it's my daughter calling to say that my granddaughter, who's expecting a baby, has been rushed to the hospital and that something is very wrong. And she's months from delivering the baby, way too soon to have a premature birth. So they asked me, "What do I think?" And I said, "I think that God's in charge. I think that God is in charge of this baby. He created it before it was in her womb, and He intends to bring it to full maturity and develop it without any problems and bring it through the pregnancy with great health. That's what I think. Oh, but the doctors are saying that she's already dilated 1 centimeter. Oh, but the doctors are saying she's bleeding. Oh, but the doctors are saying they don't know what's happening. Well, the doctors can talk about it all they want to. I'm going to talk about what God says. And God says, my children's children are disciples taught by the Lord, and great is the peace and undisturbed composure of my children. That's Isaiah 49:16. You can stand in that word. So after we got off the phone, I called the hospital. I heard the same news again. We have this problem. We have that problem. We're doing this test. And I said, you know what, Lord? I just praise you right now that your word is true. I praise you that I can stand in it. I praise you that I can be strong and stand on behalf of my family right now. I praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Guess what? They dismissed her this morning. They couldn't find anything causing this problem. She's home. Everything's great. See, God's in charge. God wants you to know that He's in charge, and He's working out everything on your behalf, even while you're sleeping. I love you. God never sleeps. He never slumbers. He doesn't doze off. You can go to sleep and know that He's in charge of your life, and He's making everything work for your good and His glory. He's got it all in hand, honey. You don't have to think about it. This has been Clear Vision. And I'm Rose, and I want you to order your DVD and your book, and let me bless you. And if the Lord leads you, support the ministry. Keep us on the air. In Jesus' name, I love you so much. See you on TV next time.
Rose invites you to join her for a powerful time in the glory with Jesus you'll never forget. Plan now to come to this exciting event at Mount Sterling, Kentucky, September 19th and 20th, Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of Glory Church. Call now 1-859-748-9961 for more information and directions. Or visit our website at www.jesusandrose.org. Order today your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Let God establish you in His power. Stop seeing negative circumstances as greater than they are. You are God's strong force on this earth. Learn to start seeing yourself as God's established Strong Mountain. Rise up blessed every day. Order your DVD copy of Strong Mountain. Request today offer number 25 titled Strong Mountain. You can support this ministry with a seed gift, a monthly gift, or a one-time gift. Just send your donation to Rose Ministries, Box M, Bergen, Kentucky, 40310.